You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Angels. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and joined again by Alden Gonzalez, who covers the Angels for MLB.com. And so, Alden, big picture look, this is a team that won 98 games. As I look at them, you know, it's funny how we've done these podcasts the last few weeks, and we barely talked about Josh Hamilton because it looks like the Angels are so deep, the rotation is so good, the bullpen is good, the manager is one of the best of his generation, that this is a team that is poised to make a run at the World Series, and anything less than that would be disappointing. Can you just give us the overview of on the opening day look at the 2015 Angels?
I mean, I think the Angels look really strong. You look at the rotation right now. I think the rotation is deeper than it's been in quite some time. And I think the biggest thing for the Angels this year is that they're going into a season with a deep bullpen and a reliable back end of the bullpen that Mike Socha really hasn't had in a few years. If you talk to Mike Socha about this team and about what it's going to take to win and why they were finally able to get over the hump and win 98 games this year, the one thing that he'll continue to point at is that bullpen. I mean, there were so many times over the last 3 or 4 years where there were leads that they had in the 8th and 9th inning, and they just couldn't get it done, you know. And I think you saw the Angels' season turn around dramatically when Joe Smith entered the closer's role in relief of Ernie Frieri midseason, and then Houston Street came on board and really solidified that bullpen depth. The fact that they're going to go into the year with Joe Smith and Houston Street pitching the 8th and 9th inning, two of the most reliable back-end bullpen arms in baseball, I think that's their biggest reason for optimism this year, because they just haven't had that in a while. And look, they still have Garrett Richards. They have Jared Weaver. They have Mike Trout. They have Albert Pujols. You know, I think they're good in every department of a roster. But the back end of the bullpen, the thing that we actually haven't talked about as much, I think that's their biggest reason for optimism going into the year.
And Mike Trout is the reigning American League most valuable player. And before that, he finished second 2 years in a row, won Rookie of the Year, won Silver Slugger. And pretty much, I think, if you took a vote of baseball people, 99% of them would say this is the best player on earth. He is 23 years old. You have seen him since day one in the big leagues. Tell people the thing that has impressed you the most about Mike Trout as you've watched him go from a guy who struggled in his first time up to a guy who's setting standards that, you know, is the gold standard for a baseball player now.
Well, I mean, I think you could look at Mike Trout in two different aspects. You can look at him in the on-field aspect, and you can look at him in the off-field aspect. And I think both of them are equally impressive. And I'll start with the on-field. The separator with Mike Trout is his speed, obviously. The fact that he's an amazing hitter with great strike zone recognition, with great power to all fields, and he has Gold Glove caliber defense, that's one thing. You know, there are a few players who have that. But the fact that he's as fast as he is, I think that's what kind of puts him over the top. You know, you talk to Angels players, you talk to players throughout baseball. The one thing that they are surprised at the first time they get an up-close look at Mike Trout, or the first time that they play with him, is, I can't believe he's this fast. Because you see the power numbers. You see the way that he drives the ball. You see every tool imaginable. And then you see how big he is. And then you see him run down the first base line or cut around the corner. And nobody can really believe how fast the guy is. So his skill set is off the charts. I don't think that his first 3 years, I mean, they're almost unprecedented what he's done in his first 3 full seasons. And it's funny because, I mean, I think the biggest indicator of how good he's been is the fact that he was the youngest unanimous MVP in baseball history, and people say that was his worst year yet. You know, because the strikeouts went up, which caused the batting average to dip a little bit, and the stolen bases were down. And everybody is going to focus on those two numbers going into the year with Mike Trout simply because there's really nothing else that you could nitpick at. They're wondering if he's going to get strikeouts down. They're wondering if he's going to steal more bases again. I'll tell you this. I don't know if Mike Trout's going to steal that many more bases. I don't know that he's going to get back to being 30, 40 stolen base a year guy simply because guys watch him closely. Albert Pujols is sitting behind him. And I feel like a lot of people in the organization And a lot of people outside baseball, too, they feel like just the wear and tear that comes with continually stealing bases, it's just not worth it. For somebody like Mike Trout, we saw a lot of great players show flashes of 30 skill sets early in their careers, and then eventually they merged into more of the power game. Barry Bonds is one example. Willie Mays was one example. I'm not so sure if the stolen base number is going to go up, but I think the one thing that everybody in the organization and everybody that I talked to outside of baseball realizes that, look, Mike Trout is not a 184 strikeout guy. His swing is too short and compact. He's too disciplined. He doesn't really chase very often. He just kind of got exposed last year to that high fastball. He ran a little bit too many deep counts, and they just started him out little by little. I don't think he's ever going to be 60 strikeout a year guy like Albert Pujols. I mean, there's been very few of him who have the power and that strikeout total. But I think this is the year that you're going to see that strikeout total come back down to normal, somewhere in the 100 range. And, you know, and I think what his teammates are most impressed about with Mike Trout is that he's still the same guy. He's a really smart, instinctual baseball player, but I think one of his best traits is that he keeps things so simple. He never really gets bogged down by all the demands, all the outside pressures, all the fans chasing him around everywhere he goes, begging for autographs, everybody looking at him as the face of baseball. He doesn't really get caught up in any of the hype. And I think, you know, I talked to Houston Street about him, and, you know, Houston Street's as well-spoken as there is, and he had the perfect description of Mike Trout. He said, Mike Trout is like the 12-year-old Little League guy who's the best in Little League, but he's still trying to get to the big leagues. That's how he sees Mike Trout now. He knows that he's good, but he's always chasing something, And I think that's the best quality about Mike Trout, and that's why he hasn't really let the expectations get him down, because he still thinks that he could get better. He still comes out here and tries to get better every single day.
Yeah, and, you know, he's one of those guys, I don't know how many there are, that if you're channel surfing, he's up, you're going to stop. If he's coming to your town, you're going to take your kid and say, son, you want to go see this player. Let me ask you about another part of the Angels, and probably the strength. Weaver, Richards, Wilson, Shoemaker, Santiago, that's their starting rotation. What adjustments, is there any red flag there? Is it as good as it appears to be, given that Weaver has certainly made the middle-age adjustment and CJ's trying to make it?
There are holes, and, you know, Richard, we talked about it before. I think there's a lot of potential in this rotation, but I think there are also question marks. I don't know if the question marks are so much with Jared Weaver, because, as you said, velocity doesn't matter to him. He's proven time and time again that he doesn't need velocity. He's got great deception, and he's just a really smart pitcher. He knows how to put pitches together. But look, yeah, CJ Wilson, for 4 out of the last 5 years, he's been a really good starting pitcher. But he's coming off his worst year as a starting pitcher, and that just so happened to be last year. Garrett Richards has the stuff to be an ace-caliber starter on any rotation, but he's coming off major knee surgery. Matt Shoemaker finished second in American League Rookie of the Year voting last year, but people keep wondering what it's going to be like for him now. League gets to know him a little better. He was, you know, a 28-year-old rookie who was in the 50th round. And, you know, people are always shocked when guys like these come out, and they wonder if he can do that again, because nobody ever projected what he did in 2014. And Hector Santiago is a guy who's, you know, he's perpetually erratic. He lives with a high walk rate, but he's also got some really good stuff. So you look at every single spot in that rotation, and, you know, there's the ability for a pretty good staff here, you know. But, you know, there's also some question marks. And I think the good thing with the Angels going into this year is they do have depth. Acquiring Andrew Heaney, acquiring Nick Tropiano in the offseason, now they have a bit of a cushion. Now they don't need every single one of those 5 starters to hit, and now they're not bracing themselves in case they have an injury. They have that organizational depth. They have the young guys coming up through the system, and I think that's the big difference maker for them this year.
Alvin, do you think they should be favored to win the American League West? In your mind, are they the favorite?
I hate to put it that way. They won 98 games last year, and they were second in run differential. You know, it was no fluke, and I think they got most of their core back. They don't have Howie Kendrick, and they don't have Josh Hamilton. So there are question marks there. They did lose some guys, but I think their lineup is going to be maybe not as dynamic as it was last year, but I think it's still going to be pretty good. I think their bullpen going into a year is as good as it's been in a long time here, at least since I've been covering them over the last 4 years. And I think the rotation, like we just talked about, is going to be fine. But having said that, the Mariners are really good. The Mariners have a really great starting rotation. I think Nelson Cruz was that missing piece to hit in the middle of the order and protect Robinson Cano. That's kind of the one thing that they needed. And surprisingly, their bullpen was really effective last year. You know, I'd give a slight edge to the Angels, but I really feel like the Angels and Mariners are going to be going head-to-head all year, and I think it's going to be a really interesting race. And I don't know if you can count out the A's either, because they always just find a way.
And the best thing is they start playing each other, and we get to overhype the hell out of it, and I just love it. All right, Alan, thank you again. Great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.